a secondary server, or it could be a completely different server.
So if it is completely different, it's called Enterprise Cluster now, and you need a license for that. Right. It will live both on the primary and the secondary, but it will run off the primary and proper. So remember, you'll still have Postgre on each node. It's just that the second one is just getting replicating, waiting for a failover. Right?
All right, thank you. Yeah.
It's so that's the big difference between enterprise cluster and standard cluster that remains. In the enterprise cluster, you have a separate database, so the resources are just for the database on this server, while the servers themselves only carry the production, the ST. While in the standard cluster, it's a database and ST on the same box, and whoever is the primary is carrying also connections from the secondary. That's the main difference. So, should make everyone's life a lot easier, especially because now you can see tracking tables from both places. And if someone has some tooling done that is chasing who is the primary, so you can read the tracking table, you don't need that anymore. If you're doing onboarding, it doesn't matter which of the nodes you're onboard into, because you don't have the old rigmarole of I wrote on the secondary, it needs to send to the primary just to be sent back to me, and so on. So, efficiency-wise, depending on your use case, I've seen between 30 and 50% improvement in throughput and speed. But this is as long as you don't kill your server, of course. Right? So.
Right.
But it's a lot more efficient model. And how much improvement you will see in terms of speed and performance and so on really depends on your exact scenarios. There are things that just take time. But in terms of reliability, it's a lot cleaner model. Also, if the node need to restart because something went horribly wrong, it can self-rejoin without even telling you. So it's a cleaner model. And the good news is that it's essentially reusing a lot of the capabilities of the enterprise cluster model, which means that a lot of the heavy lifting on how to tune that things and so on had been done before that. So it's not brand new. So that's why we chose one of our databases and not a brand new one. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Any questions on that or anything else at all? Okay. Miguel. And I'll apologize again, me and names. So for anyone that had been on those ones, I tried to read names. I mangle names. I apologize. You tell me how to call you. I try. We're good, I think. Sounds so, good. Yeah.
I have a related question about the same migration from Postgres.
Sure.
The server log with MariaDB, both nodes have different logs. They are not synchronized.
Yes.
With Postgres, we will have a single one or we
no.
have two loads. Okay.
Server logs remains non-synchronized. Tracking table gets in one place only. So the logs remain local.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay. What else do we have? I have a big group now and no one wants to talk to me.
Another question from
sure.
my side again. If we want to move from a standard cluster to enterprise cluster, from Oracle to Postgres, it's a procedure to do that, or we have to reinstall everything? What's the best approach in that scenario?
Okay. You want to move. Are you enterprise? You're enterprise Oracle now. You want to move to enterprise Postgres or standard Postgres?
No, at this point, we have a customer with a standard cluster using
MariaDB.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And they
but
want
the customer,
to move to what?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
To enterprise, and, but with Postgres.
Okay. And they want to move to Postgres standard or Postgres enterprise?
I'm not so sure about that.
Okay, so let's explain it like that. If they're going from MariaDB standard cluster to Postgres standard cluster to the new modern S cluster we were just talking about. They just need to do the update in place. This will happen for them automatically. They just need to make sure all the prerequisites are done, and this will happen. You don't need to do anything special. It's just an update. If they want to move to enterprise cluster, my recommendation is to go the path of going to the standard Postgre first, because if you look on this screen I was just showing, see at the bottom, we actually, once you are on this Postgre standard cluster, we can help move you to an enterprise and move you out. So there is, because it's Postgre to Postgre now, right?
Okay.
So there will be a button. However, this will mean that they'll need to take an outage until all of the updates and database copies and what's not happen. So if they cannot take that, then what they need to do is to reinstall everything. If they reinstall, there are two imports which are important. The XML export import, which carries account certificates, you know, all of the database objects, will work from one to the to another. So they can export all the accounts, import them on the other side, everything works as expected. System export, which is the one on the configuration menu, over here. Oops. Yeah, my database doesn't like me. So the server import, the system import export does not work because you have different clusters. So if you have things that are not in the so if you have server configurations on the setup menu or on the authentication menu and so on, you'll need to reapply them on the other side. You cannot just move them over. Okay. So that's the only thing to be careful about.
System export works only with the same server or configurations.
Same server, basically. We call it the same deployment because it can be used on the DR side as well if you have a DR situation. But system export import is only supported as a backup mechanism on the same server. Same configuration, same version, same server, same everything.
Okay.
XML import export is portable. You can get it from one server, move it to another, as long as the new server is a newer version or the same version, you're good to go.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Good. Jeff, you had your hand up a few seconds ago.
Yeah, so, hey, Annie. So I'm asking this question knowing that I only have about 5 minutes before I have to jump to a conflict for a little bit. Is there, kind of in the context of best practices, is there any tuning guides, parameters, perhaps,